very good morning to you all, and welcome to day two of our Lenten reflections. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 58, the verses 1 to 9. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of justice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn them away from your own flesh or to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I." You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Prayer and fasting are how we communicate with God in order to empty ourselves of ourselves, bringing our problems to him and expecting a favorable reply. For the Jews to be told by the prophet Isaiah that their prayers would not be heard by God would have been a deeply painful thing. But why would God not give ear to them? Because they behaved as if they really wanted to know God, but had forsaken the commandments of God. They were rebellious, they lived in sin and had wandered away from the presence of Almighty God. They observed a fast and they prayed, but they also quarreled and fought and were wicked towards each other. Their fasting was shallow and ceremonial. They would bow their heads like a reed and lay down in sackcloth and ashes for people to see them in that awful exercise of showmanship. It was similar to Paul's description of the nature of people in the last days when he says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 5 that you have a form of religion but deny its power. That is, those who make an outward display of religion. They present themselves as godly, but it is all for show. There is no power behind their religion as evidence in the fact that their lives are unchanged. And then again they fasted, but they also promoted unjust systems within their ranks, which oppressed the poor and the less fortunate of society. They were selfish, bypassing those who had nothing to eat, and though they had much, they gave nothing to the poorest of the poor. How could God listen to the cry of people like that when they had failed to listen to the cry of those around them? Many of you listening to me have started your fasting for the season of Lent and are asking God for specific things that would lead to fulfillment in your life. It may be liberation from a certain sin that is holding you captive, or you are crying out to God for healing from an ailment or sickness that makes you worried and your body increasingly weakened by its effects. It may be you are looking for a job or even that dream job, and you may be asking God to help you overcome your sense of fear and hardship or some burden in your life, and you are crying out to God for an answer to your prayer, all to no avail. Can I ask you, friend, have you ever wondered whether the reason God can't hear you is because your fasting has not been accompanied by the things He asks us to do, justice and compassion for the needy? If so, then, my friend, you've got to fast properly, to stand for justice and help set the captives free, provide for the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for your family. At a time when the war in Ukraine is still raging on, and many families are getting across Europe and probably into the United Kingdom, we need to stand with these people in our prayer and to help in whatever way we can. If we do this, your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and He will say, "Here am I." Of course, it may be that you are kind and generous and faithful to God and that your fast has been right, yet you feel God is not listening to you. I want to say to you, brother, sister, friend, God is listening. The problem is He may not be answering or listening to you in the same way you want, but in His silence, He is listening and bringing an answer to you. Oswald Chambers helps us with this perspective. Some prayers are followed by silence from God because they are wrong, others because they are bigger than one can understand. It will be a wonderful moment for some of us when we stand before God and find that the prayers we clamored for in early days and imagined were never answered have been answered in the most amazing way, and that God's silence has been the sign of the answer. Let us fast rightly as we pray to God for our needs. Let your light break forth like the dawn and your healing appear quickly, and the glory of the Lord will be your guard. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, your light always exposes the extent of our darkness. Your faithfulness is the measure of our disloyalty. The recollection of your forgiving love reveals the ugly hardness of our hearts. We claim you joyfully as our Father, but we do not deserve a place within your family. For we make up rules to suit ourselves, and we trade on your forgiving nature. For the ways in which our lives have worked against your purpose, and for all the hope you have had for us, which we have not fulfilled, we ask you, Lord, to pardon us and cleanse us and receive us back again. Lord Jesus, raise us up by the strength of your Spirit to fulfill our calling as the people of God. Help us to approach all our work with your values and with your integrity. Take from us all our self-centeredness and anxiety, our false pride, our defensiveness, and help us to love others in the knowledge of being loved by you, to serve others in remembrance of your life among us as a servant. May your Spirit, the Spirit of truth and wisdom and power, help us to use our lives as you would have us use them. This is our prayer to the Father in your name. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.